Hi again, this is Talji Shaikh, a relationship mentor, dating coach, speaker, and the author of the book, The 12 Keys to Finding Love in Less Than 300 Dates. In this podcast, I want to talk to you about the third key to finding love, which is a world of reflection. So, do you know this feeling of someone that you met for the first time and you have a really good connection with them, with him or with her? I'm not talking about a romantic relationship necessarily. I'm talking about a spark of connection as if you knew somebody for years now, but you've only just met them, right? But also there is another side to it. You can meet somebody and have this feeling of rejection, like a strong rejection of, like, you can't stand this person. Let's be blunt, okay? You can't stand this person. And you don't know why, because they didn't even, you know, exchange a word with you. They didn't do anything bad to you. But all of a sudden, you feel that you don't want to spend time with them. You don't want to be around them. And again, it's not about romantic relationships. It's about something, about a quality or about the essence of a person that you feel that rejects you, or that you feel that you don't want to be in touch with them. So what I want you to do now, I hope you prepared a candle and a glass of champagne or wine or tea. So go grab your notebook. And if you're driving and listening to me, you can definitely do it in your head, this exercise. But promise me you'll do it afterwards when you have the moment, and write it down. So what I want you to write down is, and I promise the story will follow this exercise. I want you to write 10 things that makes me angry, 10 things that makes you angry. And you should phrase it like this. I am angry, or I hate, and then continue. I'm angry with my mom for loving my brother better than I am, than me. Or I'm angry with my dad for not helping me with my kids. Or you got the idea, right? So 10 things that really makes you angry, and write down why. And start with I am angry, or I hate because, and write them down. Okay, so let's assume you all wrote it down. So what I want you to do is I want you to read it out loud, the first one, to yourself. Let's make, for example, I am angry with my mom for loving my brother more than me. And what I want you to do now is I want you to cross with a big X the word of who did it. Like, I'm angry with my mom. So cross the word mom and put the word me instead. So it's going to be sound like this. I'm angry with me for loving my brother more than me. Sounds weird, right? Let's do one more time. I am angry with my dad. So now it's going to be I'm angry with me for not getting help with my kids. So what's it all about? What we see on the outside is actually a reflection of what's happening inside of us. And when we are angry about people from outside, it's a big sign. It's a big, big, big red flag for us to stop. Take a deep breath and start realizing that actually who we are angry for is with us, is the way we see things, the way we were brought up. So it's not about my mom loving my brother more. It's about me not accepting myself and me not loving myself enough. So I look at my brother and I start to compare myself to my brother because I don't have enough confidence with myself. Or if I'm angry with my dad that he's not helping enough with my babies, then I'm angry with myself from not being there enough for my babies, maybe, or not asking for help enough, not communicating my needs and wants. And this is something that I can change, because I can't change my mom. I can't change my dad. I can't change my partner or my friends. What I only think I can do is I can change myself. And I'll start with a different story. I was standing with my friend, a woman, and we've been friends for many, many years. And we were standing outside of a coffee shop, and she was so furious. She had a fight with her boyfriend again, and it was about money issues. And by the way, money is one of the most common reasons for people to actually be fighting over or even divorce because of them. So what was the problem? The problem was she thought he was cheap. And I asked her, how come? What do you mean? And he said, no, it's like every time we need to pick up the tab, the bill, it takes him a little bit time to come up and take out his wallet and actually pay. And all the time, I'm the first one to put my wallet, my purse out there. And I asked her, okay, what in your world, as you, as a younger kid, as a child, as a teenager, what was your relationship with money? What did your father talk or your mother talk to you about money? So she said, well, my father was very, very a giving person. He used to come to a restaurant and then pick up the bill and pay for everybody. And he would always be the first to do it. So I said, and what did you learn from it? She said that this is what I do. Every time I come, I don't want to be considered cheap. I'm taking out my purse first. Okay, but are you letting the other person actually take out their wallet or purse? Well, that was a big aha moment for her. So she realized that she can't afford it in her own terms. She can't really have it emotionally to wait until the other side actually expresses their will to pay, but she would be, because that's what she was learned to, that's the way she was brought up. She needs to take out her purse and pay the money. Now we have to understand, and I'll connect it to the world of reflection. I'll connect it to the question at the beginning about do you know the feeling that you know somebody that you don't like or somebody that you do like? Well, imagine yourself as a circle, and inside the circle there are little balls, nice balls that say, yes, this is who I am. And this is the way we brought up. Yes, to be beautiful. Yes, to be kind. Yes, to be thoughtful. Yes, to be nice. Yes, not to be cheap. Okay? All the good things, the good qualities that everybody around us trying to get us into good habits. But they're also bad habits, quote unquote. People tell us, don't lie, don't steal, don't be cheap, don't cheat. And all this stuff like this. So when we meet somebody that is resonating to what we are, then we immediately have a connection with them, right? Because I said, be kind and you are kind. So boom, we're getting connected. But if I see on the other side, somebody that is having these qualities, which we also have, by the way, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute, the qualities of the other side that is not ours. It's something that all the time the society and our parents told us not to be cheap, not to steal, not to. So we said, oh my gosh, they bring about to the surface. They bring to the surface all those negative things that we were taught to put inside and to hide them inside of us. But it doesn't mean that they do not exist with us. They exist within us all the time. And the more we understand it, we bring from a subconscious place to the conscious place. We understand that we also can sometimes be cheap, and we can also sometimes, you know, not be very straightforward or not be so polite or not be so thoughtful and kind. Well, this moment, when we understand it, we don't have such a strong reaction to people. And I'm not talking about violent people or about people who are actually hurting you. I'm talking about habits, regular habits of people. And every time we meet somebody that this really bugs us, it's a question to ask in within us. What does it reflect in my bowl? What is it in my aura? So what I want you to do is ask yourself, have you ever been allowed to behave in this way? Have you ever been allowed to be cheap, to be not nice, not kind, not polite, and see what are the qualities and what are the occasions that you were not supposed to be who you are today? And I want you to do another thing, to fall in love with yourself and to understand this world of reflection. I want you to meet with three good friends. It can be your parents, it can be your siblings, it can be your partner, it can be somebody from work or any other people that know you, knows you well, okay? And I want you to ask him to write you a letter. And in this letter, what I want you to do, I want you to ask him to write three things. The first thing is the role you play in their life. So write like a paragraph about it. The other one is, what are the good things about me, which means about you? And the third one, areas for improvement. So which areas do I need to improve in myself? I want you to have this within a week. Get three important people from your life to write down to yourself, again, the good things about you, the role you play in their life, and the things you need to improve in their life. I want you to read it out loud to yourself. I want you to see how they reflect on you and how did this information influence you. I want you to read them. I want you to reflect on them. And this is this was our third podcast. We're going to meet here for our fourth podcast. And you can't believe what is it going to be about. It is going to be about seeing with my naked eyes and cleansing my interpretation. We're going to talk about intuition and about how we can make our intuition better when it comes to choosing our partners or choosing our dates and making better choices. So I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to comment, to share, to like, and see you on the next one.